You're listening to NewsRamp, Industry and Manufacturing. Today is Wednesday evening, February 4th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
PVA TPLA significantly increases order intake in 2025, moderate revenue and earnings growth expected for 2026. Despite challenges, the company generated around euro 244 million in revenue with an EBITDA of around EUR 25 million. With a strong order pipeline and normalized project processing, PVA TPLA expects a slight revenue increase in 2026 and significant growth from 2027 onwards. DRCR begins rollout of new business model. Matrix Fuels, formerly Dear Kashmir Holding Company, has initiated the rollout of a new business model aimed at unlocking shareholder value. The company plans to transition into the waste oil recycling sector, leveraging the lucrative market estimated at over $8 billion. DRCR intends to acquire a profitable refinery in Dubai, with the transaction expected to close in late Q1 or early Q2. Stay tuned for more updates on this transformative move. Gabriel Lopez of GL Construction of Madison is advocating for slower, clearer building practices to address avoidable failures and long-term costs in the construction industry. With a focus on systems thinking and communication, Lopez emphasizes the importance of understanding how buildings function as interconnected systems. By prioritizing patience and clarity over speed, individuals can improve outcomes and avoid common construction-related complaints.
Inrax launches integrated XR control room console and display solution with Brailleon for military, medical imaging, and emergency operations center applications. Inrax has launched an integrated XR control room console and display solution with Brailleon for military, medical imaging, and emergency operations center applications. The new offering combines Brailleon XR display technology with Inrax control room consoles, providing operators with a larger virtual visual workspace in a compact footprint. This innovative solution aims to improve awareness, comfort, and performance in demanding mission environments.
Steyr Motors, with double-digit growth in 2025 and strong outlook for 2026, Steyr Motors AG closed the 2025 financial year with revenue and adjusted EBI in line with forecasts, showing double-digit growth. Revenue growth was driven by both civil and defense segments, with significant sales potential unlocked. The company expects a strong revenue increase in 2026 with a rising EBIT margin. Steyr Motors continues to solidify its market position as a leading specialty engine manufacturer.
French Supreme Court decision further paves the way to market access for Corsetech Bioceramics Permalin orthopedic hip components. In a significant development, the French Supreme Court has ruled in favor of Corsetech Bioceramics, allowing the company to market and sell its pink ceramic hip components in the European Union. This decision comes after a trademark dispute with Ceramtech GmbH. Corsetech's victory follows a similar outcome in the U.S., where the Supreme Court declined to review a similar case. The French court upheld the cancellation of Ceramtech's trademarks, citing bad faith in filing for trademark of the pink components.
Well, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.